Jason, I'm going to be putting together and get my ducks in a row and start getting that out. So with that, I am unfortunately short time today, so I won't be able to get to hear everybody that's on the roster. Quite a large one today. Thank you all for coming out. And I hope you all stay warm and safe and healthy. This is QLS 8, Delta Oscar November, back to net.
Okay, Max, well, I was just filling out the net report, but I'll just hold that in abeyance and you can close at your discretion. But thank you all for your for all that you do, and I regret that I'll miss him a lot this year, but the Southland calls, the Deep South, Southern Florida's calling me, so wife and I are going to be skedaddling here, it looks like, the end of next week. So I wish everybody a good time at Interop, and y'all stay warm, and thank you, Matt. All right, we'll break with you. KHJBD, you're up for comments, stand by NAOBU.
WDA-USA, KHJBD, thanks for picking up the net. What's happening here is I had my beginning year meeting with Ben, KPNY, University of Manchester here. Had a good meeting. We sort of got things planned out for general where we're going, and sort of went through the analysis what we did last year and what we're planning on doing this year. So we have a plan. We'll see what we can do. So anyway, hope everybody is nice and warm, and looking forward to digging out from a little bit of snow. We didn't get too bad here tomorrow morning. So once again, thanks for taking the net. Joe, good to hear you on the air. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
Okay, very good, James. Nice hearing you on the outcome net previous. And so very good on all. I can tell a lot of folks aren't outside doing a heck of a lot of stuff. They're on the radio. Just too blasted cold out there. So thanks for all you do, Jim, and for your report. I appreciate it. Oh, and I should like to mention, I finally told my net script, I'd like to thank the, where is it here? If you're listening to this net on VHF, UHF, Lincoln Peters, thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And if you receive the net on VHF, UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, so we'll receive only. I have to get that in there. All right, moving on. 88OBU, your comments stand by WBATTC Mike. Over.
Let us know. I'm sorry, people. I'm being lazy. I am still in my pajamas. I have no intentions of going out in the snow, but I can see it still snowing out. I already had to make a trip out and restart the UPS and the repeater shed because apparently we lost power. When it came on, it must have been because of the cold. It required so much current it overloaded the UPS, but yeah, we're on the air. I guess that's all that matters. Everybody take care, drive safe, stay warm, and I'll do the same. Thank you for being net control.
NAOBU,
I'll be monitoring if I'm needed.
Okay, pretty good. NAOBU and the Michigan Amateur Radio Public. You know, you, for all the work you do, you deserve to be in your PJs, and you deserve not to go anywhere, so I have no problem with it. Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate you checking us tonight. I'll break with you, WBATQC. Mike, nice to hear you on the Oxcom Net today. Your comments stand by NH Bravo Zulu Romeo, as I have it. Go ahead, Mike, comments. Over.
Good afternoon, Joe, with WDUSA and Michigan ARPSC Net, WBATQC. Mike, up in Roger City, CCO for Prince Hill County, and Max, an MITN manager. Well, the Aries front, public service front, not a lot to report. Our emergency manager took another position a couple of months ago. They have got somebody that will be filling in behind her. I've had a little bit of communication with that gentleman so far, but not a lot, so you really don't have much to report. On the NTS front, Max and MITN are doing okay conditions for the most part, tolerable. Sometimes they're actually pretty good. We do try to make the published frequencies as closely and as often as we can, but sometimes, particularly 40 meters on weekends, and especially contest weekends, some adjustments are necessary. Most net controls are pretty good about trying to put out a notice on the reflector, which if you're signed up to get into that, it's a good source of information. But one thing I have found is that so very often stretching the balance between getting it out in a timely manner for the net participants and avoiding somebody else jumping on an otherwise clear frequency before a net time does make for even further adjustments. So if you go looking for those nets and you don't always find them, well, we're not trying to take you out of Easter egg hunt, but that's just the nature of the band. They're rather busy these days. That's about all we have from here. Back to that WBTQZ.
Okay, Mike, very good. Well, I appreciate you hearing on the Occident today, and pretty good signal on both bands. And roger on that, all quiet on the Aries Racing front, which is the way you want it. And, yep, it is a problem at times on 40 to find a clear space, and even at night the bands have been pretty doggone good. That even when we have the Michigan Tridec nest, we get heavy interference from about 3 or 4 KCs up every night, and we got to make adjustments for that. We've been going to 60 meters to channel 4 quite a bit, and that band has been excellent by and large. So. No QRM and with half the power, so that change has worked out nice. And if you consider what control, the Michigan Tridec nets or Michigan Tridec net and the 10 o'clock 10 a.m. net, which escapes me at the moment, I should max net, that's right. Get a hold of Mike DTZ and he'll set you right up. All right, and let's see here. Okay, let's move along. Mike, thank you. NHBZR, I hope I got that call right. I wrote quite in a hurry. You're up for comments, stand by TV, SWR. SWR, your comments. Stand by, Charlie. KBSWR?
Apparently he lacks signal too.
Okay, I'll put a question mark there, and we'll come back. WDAXB by default, Charlie, your comments. Stand by N8EOL.
WDA USA in the net, this is WDNAXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KB9IAR on, Don from Battle Creek. Was hoping to hear some other District 5 stations, but not so lucky today, I guess. The winter field day plan that I was going to be part of yesterday, as of Wednesday night, the club decided to cancel it. The outdoor room that we were going to be having access to with an electric heater and small, almost like a chair-side wood stove was just not going to be enough to warm the place. We were right on the ragged edge last year using that particular heat and the same building, and we were hoping for a little warmer temperature because it was even chilly last year. So the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club, based in Centerville, did not participate in Winter Field Day. Other than that, no communication issues here in the county. Been monitoring the internet today, and so far nothing has come across. So I guess it's having a bad winter storm in other parts of the country. That there are a lot of power outages down south and out east. So I'm happy to have electricity and happy to have the gas furnace going. So Joe, back to you, and we will stand by for the rest of the net. WDA USA from WDAXP, over.
Okay, very good. WDAXP in Michigan, RCS, WDA USA, return. Well, boy, I tell you, there's been a ton of stations on for winter field day. I made more than a few contacts, and so it's a lot of people get the Iron Person Award if they did that kind of thing. And temperatures were somewhat better today, and at least above zero. And I think it would have remained above zero last night, too, so that's a big change from 20 below the night before. I have never witnessed temperatures that cold in my lifetime, I don't think. Not even during the winter vortex of about 10, 12 years ago. But it was certainly brutal. And the wind on this one wasn't near as strong as it was on the polar vortex outbreak. But man, I sure don't want to repeat any of this stuff anytime soon. Boy, that's brutal. At any rate, okay, Charlie, very good. Nice to hear you. And have a good rest of the evening. Let's see if the NHBZR came back. If so, your comments, over. Okay, nothing heard, so let's check with KDSWR, do come back.